Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning, 4-for-4. Knicks, Rangers, Knicks, Rangers, all wins as the Rangers cap it off. All four games at the Garden wins for both the Knicks and the Rangers last night against the Capitals. It was a grittier game. It was a slower game. It was a little bit of a struggle, but it's something that you love to see if you are the man to my right. Now, we have not talked about this game yet. We have spoken this morning. I didn't want to talk about the game yet, but I have a feeling. I just have a feeling, knowing you, that even though this wasn't the Rangers' skill on display, dominant performance you'd want to see, that this is the type of game that makes you feel like there's something special going on more than others. One, because they didn't get to their game in the way you wanted them to. Gritty puck battles in the corners. And two, you saw a side of Artemi Panarin that you haven't seen in the playoffs yet. That's what I think you're going to say. I could be wrong. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, man. I am flying high this morning. It was a hell of a game last night. And if Jimmy Vesey could just shoot the puck 175 feet right down the middle of the ice, we don't have to go through the agita that we ended up going through the last minute and a half. But I will say that a couple things. You're right. It was a gritty playoff game. And Sam and Joe were talking about it last night. You know, you got to be a man to play in these games, especially with the way that the Capitals wanted to play the game. You know, they want to muck it up. They want to actually fight. They want to push and shove. They want to face wash. They want to do all this other crap because they know that they can't keep up with the speed of the Rangers. Now, they put themselves in trouble by end up sitting in the penalty box. And then when we do take a penalty and we are on our penalty kill, we're pretty damn good. We actually get more scoring chances 4-on-5 than we do 5-on-5, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It's amazing how Mika and Kreider just have this innate ability to do something special on the penalty kill. But with all that being said, I mean, you know, the first game, I thought the referees were way too aggressive calling stupid penalties. I was like, snowflakes, let them play, please. And I like when hockey is played tough and it's physical and they have a bunch of physical guys in their team, of course, with Tom Wilson and TJ Oshie. But when sticks start flying and, you know, you're almost taking people's heads off, now all of a sudden, you know, you're making so many mistakes that, you know, you are allowing them to play, but you're also putting players in jeopardy. And, you know, I can think of two different situations within our Artemi Panarin last night where Oshie almost took his head off. And right in the middle of the ice, and you don't call a penalty on that, that's a dangerous thing. That should have been called. I'm sure Capital fans think that Artemi Panarin threw an elbow to TJ Oshie late in this game. He didn't throw an elbow because that play was reviewed, and he did not get a penalty, and he did not throw an elbow. What he did is he put himself in the right position to hit Oshie, and unfortunately, he caught him in the chin. But he caught him in the chin with the backside of his shoulder.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, the way you look at it, and I agree, does not throw the shoulder at all. And I've got no reason to sit here and defend him. I'm not going to sit here and I don't look at it through Rangers colored glasses. You know, what I saw was a guy who took a high stick to the face from TJ Oshie called.
And a face wash later
on. Right. And said, when I get my opportunity, I'm going to hit him clean and I'm going to get him because I don't want to be pushed around this year. This year's different. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
And he did
right.
it clean.
And you're right. And you're right. I mean, it is a different Artemi Panarin. There's no question about it. And as Joe Micheletti pointed out numerous times last night and even in the pregame, that he's been getting to the center of the ice. He's not been just sitting out on the outside of the, you know, the ice. But, you know, the Capitals are a team that barely made it into the playoffs. The Capitals have some very good players, but they are lacking. They are lacking the depth that the Rangers have. They don't have the speed that the Rangers have, even though they came out and they opened the game flying. So I give them credit, and I was thinking about this at the end of the game last night. I looked at the way that they finished the game, and I'm saying to myself, you know, that's a tough team. It's a tough physical team. They decided to make it a physical series. The Rangers, didn't back down, which is great. But I really don't want to get them, you know, all tied up into this what I call meathead hockey.
Well, that's the only way that the Capitals can get back into this series is if they drag the Rangers into that type
right.
of game.
You know, and Matt Rempe takes a bad roughing penalty, and that roughing penalty ends up in as a goal for the Capitals. And those are things that, you know, he's got to learn to keep his hands down and, you know, just continue to hit. He had a lot of hits last night. And every hit was relatively, I think they were illegal except for one, and they called a roughing penalty because he had his hands up in the face of the guy that he was hitting. But all I could tell you is that, I mean, it's just amazing. The Garden has been on fire for four straight games now, and it's great to see. It's great to see all of our the two fan bases, you know, just enjoying the hell out of this. And you know, listen, as you go, and you start now going on the road, I've told you this a million times, the other team has a lot of pride in who they are. So the Sixers and the Capitals both will now have the next two games in their building. And, you know, these games are not going to be easy. They're going to be tough games. There may be a loss in one of these games. You never know. But I will say that for the most part, in this hockey series, Alex Ovechkin is completely disappeared.
Well,
you haven't seen him. He turns over the puck on the power play yesterday, and Mika makes an unbelievable. He makes a great pass to Kreider, who gives it back to Mika, who somehow finds Keandre Miller coming down the middle. I mean, that is the skill that Henrik Lundqvist was talking about. When the Rangers are on the power play, or when the ice is open, 4-on-4, 4-on-5. I mean, the passing is ridiculous. And I think Henrik equated it to passing in an all-star game.
Yeah. I mean, that's the type of skill that they have. Now, it's interesting you talk about going on the road with both of these teams, because the Washington Capitals, they have a great fan base down there. They have won a cup. They got one of the all-time players, Ovechkin, who hasn't done anything in a series, but he's still there. And then you got the Philadelphia 76ers. We know how intense the Philadelphia fan is. But I think you've got specific fan bases with the Sixers and the Capitals that know that their team doesn't have it this year. And I know that's easy to say with the Capitals, not as easy to say with the 76ers, but they've had success in the past, but this year it ain't happening. And that's why I think the home ice, home court advantage that these teams would normally have in other years, they're not going to have the same advantage. I don't think that the fan bases are going to be anywhere near like what you've seen at the Garden with these starved fans. And I know the Rangers have had some success, but we know that this year is different. We know that the expectations are higher.
Let's say you get the President's Trophy, and with what happened last, we are right now at the same spot the Rangers were last year, with the exception being that they won the first two games on the road in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then they came home and lost at Madison Square Garden. This is a little bit different. They totally have dominated the Capitals for two games.
Yeah.
And now they have to go on the road, and they're gonna have to button it up. And this is here's the thing about going on the road when you're the better team. You know, you look forward to going on the road. You look forward to everything shrinking, meaning you don't have all the family members around you. You don't have all the you know, distractions that come along with playing at home, and Rempe's mom and aunt are there, and he's taking them out to dinner. I mean, like, all that stuff is out of there now.
Like when Boomer and Geo Live is in New Jersey,
yeah,
as opposed to Long Island, it's a lot easier for us because we don't know as many people in Jersey. When it was in the Paramount in Huntington, I had 50 million people to host. In New Jersey, it's like a road game.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So you get it. But I all I know is that there's pride in professional athletes. They will take that pride. They will want to play well in front of their home crowds. And in a hockey game, it gets really physical. And in a basketball game, you know, look, to me, the Knicks reflect the Rangers, and the Rangers reflect the Knicks. I mean, the Rangers have a lot of depth throughout their entire lineup, and knock on wood, thankfully, we've been healthy up to this point. You know, the Knicks have had to deal with the loss of Julius Randle. He's only playing eight guys anyway. But those eight guys are reflective that even if they don't play good, they can still play great defense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You may not have, like in a hockey game, you may not be able to score, but if you're willing to block shots like Jacob Trouba now, all of a sudden is blocking shots again. And, you know, and Braden Schneider's blocking shots, and Keandre Miller is just flying out of the zone. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you could see the commitment that the players have. And the other thing is that they have guys that are not playing right now, and Filippito being one of them, that seems to be flying around the ice in the practice facility up there in Tarrytown. And if that's the case, and he does get into this series, you know, that just adds more speed and more skill to the Ranger lineup. I don't know if they'll put him in right now, especially with the team winning, especially with the way that the Capitals are playing, and it's nice to have Rempe out there. And I have to say, watching Matt Rempe last night, I was pretty impressed with his skating. You know, I love the hitting. I love the fact that he's out there and he makes people think. It's like when Tom Wilson's on the ice for the Capitals. Like, everybody knows he's out there.
Yeah, and he's head on a swivel, as
they
say. Head
on a swivel is right, and then, you know, Gustafson takes a penalty, throws a puck out over the glass. Why? Because, you know, Wilson's out there. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got to start playing faster. Decisions got to start happening. And when you make a quick decision and you're trying to flip the puck out of the zone, unfortunately, you flip it over the glass and you take a penalty. But saying all of that, like I said, this is like one of the hardest things to do is to win a championship in the NHL because it's so freaking physical. And the other teams, when they're down, you'll see it from the Islanders. Because the Islanders are kind of like in the same situation against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are a team that is fast and is deep. And they fly around. And, you know, in order for the Islanders to win, they need a great goaltending effort. And they need, in some way, shape, or form, to try to muck it up and slow the game down and take icings if you have to take icings. You know, you got to stop the play. You can't just be wide open with a team that is that skilled.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, even with a 3-0 lead in game two, that they weren't able to do that. I mean, even when the Hurricanes were not scoring, they spent every bit of ice time in the Islanders zone. So we'll see what happens with that game on Thursday.
But they'll show up. They'll show up with pride, man.
And, they better.
And you saw the end of that game.
Yeah.
Just like the end of the game last night. I mean, a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of I'm coming after you, that kind of stuff. And it's all part and parcel to the playoffs, and that's what makes the playoffs so great. That's, you're sitting on the end of your seat, and you're like, come on, Jimmy Vesey, just hit the goddamn open net from 175. You've been playing hockey since you've been 4 years old.
Yeah, just do it.
If he does that, then we could all go, oh,
well, you still,
all right, thank God.
Well, yeah, right, but it's not like it ended up costing you anything.
No,
but
it didn't.
A little frustration.
It could have loosened things up for us a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's the playoffs. Things don't get loosened up. You know that. I do think it's really imperative, though, that the Rangers aren't playing on Boomer and Geo Live on Friday in a Game 6, because as you talk about the physical nature and how much of a slog it is through the Stanley Cup playoffs, finish one of these teams off early. Finish them off.
I have to say that their defenseman, John Carlson, yesterday at the right point late in that game was like a superhero. They could not get the puck past him for the life of them. They kept throwing it off the glass, and he kept catching it. Off the glass, catching. Off the glass, catching. Off the glass. Can somebody get the goddamn puck out of the zone? Holy So anyway, but it's a win. It's
it is a win.
2-0, and I hate the Capitals. Can't stand the Penguins. I these teams are such a pain in the ass.
Well, make quick work of them, man. Make quick work.
I hope so.
I mean, and I know that it's easier for me to say than you. You don't want to touch the money, touch the cup. We talk about it all the time, but I mean, the Rangers need a series where they could watch some other teams beat the crap out of each other, and it would be nice. No, if the at the very least the Islanders make this a series against the Hurricanes and then knock them down a little bit, bruise them up a little bit, and then the Rangers can be done in either 4 or 5 with the Capitals. Yeah,
I know that, you know, sounds great. Get it over with. It's
not that easy.
There's
I know.
Something about just continuing to play hockey as opposed to getting like 5 days off. You know, 5 days off is a little too much for me.
But you don't want to lose games, though.
I don't want to lose games either. Just keep playing the way you're playing. You're faster. You're more skilled. You have better shoot. I mean, this finally, we saw what somebody saw in Roslovic when they took him in the first round. And this shot last night was money. That was some goal, and it was a key goal for the Rangers because, you're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then all of a sudden, one of the guys that you least expect to score a goal, who unfortunately hasn't lived up to what they had hoped, comes up with a huge goal in a huge spot, and it was an incredible shot. So that was good. That was really good. I was very happy about that, seeing him get on the score sheet.
Yeah, and tonight, no playoff games tonight. It's going to be strange. Every single day we've had playoff games and things to react to, but then we'll come in tomorrow and we'll have the draft and the Knicks Game 3 preview and Islanders Game 3 preview, and then obviously the Rangers don't play until Friday night when they go back to Washington. This week is going to be nuts. I mean, Friday's show is going to be as crazy and jam-packed as we've had in a long time. And who knows? Maybe the Giants do trade up and get a quarterback, because that now, from a legitimate Giants beat reporter, is out there. We'll get to that and more coming up. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco joins us in just a few minutes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Beautiful view of the clouds moving through New York City this morning on CBS Sports Network. And the Knicks and Rangers blowing everybody out in the 4 days that they had consecutive games. No losses. So last night capped that off. Jerry Recco's here to tell us about that and more. What's going on, Jerry?
Morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. And yes, last night was the Knicks' turn, the Rangers' turn, to use Madison Square Garden to dominate their opponent.
Gustafson down low. Roslovic. Jake Roslovic, it's a power play goal.
That might be one of the greatest shots I've ever seen.
You know, it happened so fast.
There's space.
I know, and you can't tell whether or not that puck hits the, you know, the crossbar and it's out.
Man.
But it went in there so fast and came out that the way the players all know on the ice whether or not it's a goal. So the way that they are reacting like made me feel like, okay, that is a goal.
I just meant he basically got it through a puck slot over the shoulders. No room.
So I believe he was a first-round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets and just never really found his footing there, I think. And I believe that the Rangers felt, okay, perfect right wing for Mika and Chris Kreider. And he just, you know, he's made some plays. Like, you see some flashes here and there. But that is a big-time shot. If that guy is going to play this way, and if Filippito comes back...
I mean, schedule the parade.
They're loaded.
16-0.
No.
Right down the Canyon of Heroes.
No.
Mid-June.
Jerry.
Looking forward to it.
When would that be?
I just want to say
because
one
I
got to
make sure that I'm off that day.
Just want to say one moron on X. It is one shift, one period, one game, you jackass. Just, and you know who I'm talking to.
I do.
Who's you don't. This? He knows.
I don't. I haven't been on X. You tell me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wally Szczerbiak?
No.
Oh, by the way, Wally was out in Minnesota at the Timberwolves game.
Hmm.
Saw the Timberwolves official account, tweeted out our buddy Paul Allen, of course, the Vikings games, ran into him, tweeted out a picture of Wally. So Wally's getting killed so much in New York, he had to go back to Minnesota.
Oh, wow, yes.
And I heard that he lost one of Kirby Puckett's home run balls out there. So he's just can't
another
get out of his own
Wally
way.
Wally Szczerbiak turnover.
That's funny. Anyhow, that was Sam Rosen on MSG. Gandry Miller's shorthanded goal in the second actually proved to be the difference. Rangers beat the Capitals 4-3, go up 2-0. I heard you mention at one point, Alex Ovechkin doing next to nothing. Here was Peter Laviolette. How are you keeping him so quiet?
He's a player that can make a difference in the game. You know, we're I guess, mindful of that and do our best to check him.
And Jacob Trouba says, up 2-0, haven't played our best, but you know what? We won, so it's a 2-0 series lead.
We've been proving it to ourselves all year for the most part. We've played in ugly games. We've come back in third periods. We found ways to win games that... We'll come in here and not be overly excited after a win. We know we didn't play our best hockey.
And, you know, next hour we'll talk about the Panarin hit. I'll try and find some audio on that. But in this case, Spencer Carberry, the Caps head coach, is talking about how good this Rangers team is with his club now down 0-2.
There's a reason why they won the President's Trophy. So we know that, and it's not... but having said that, they got good players, and we feel like we can play right there with them.
Game 3 will be Friday night in Washington.
Not if you're Dylan McIlrath on the ice, you can't.
Right on.
Yeah.
Now, Panthers and Lightning were tied 2-2. They went to overtime. Is this going to be a Lightning call, G? No. Well, the Panthers won.
Chernak up the wall, got the clear. Mikula wrists it back in for the Panthers. That rims around the end wall near side. Lilleberg trying to poke it away from Chuck Loose out front. Backhand try. And they score. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs. And this one's over. The Panthers win it in overtime. 3-2 the final.
And that was Panthers radio with the call. Indeed, 3-2 the final. So they go up 2-0 on Tampa. Verhaeghe with the game winner to end that last night. All right, we get to the baseball from yesterday. We'll take it in sequence since the Yankees played at 7 and the Mets were on the West Coast. Yankees, A's, first inning, and the Bombers with some very quick offense.
3-2. Swing and a fly ball. Well struck. Right field. Butler turning. Butler watching. It is gone! A home run into the porch. Anthony Rizzo crushes a full count pitch and parks it into the right field stands. A two-run homer, and the Yankees are ahead 4-1.
And that was
Rizzo. You can sit on my face.
That was Justin Shackle on the fan. That was after Giancarlo Stanton had a two-run double. The Yankees put up 4 runs in the first, and that be that. And it was enough to beat the A's 4-3. Marcus Stroman 5 1/3 for the win. Here was Stanton. Nice to score a bunch so quick.
You want to put together a few big innings to give some breathing room. But, you know, all it takes is one sometimes. And, yeah, that was important today, even though it was right off the bat.
You know, we mentioned Stroman, the 5 1/3.
I think overall I threw the ball pretty well. A couple pitches in there where they had good swings on. I think that swing that Butler took on that pitch below the zone was a really good swing. And then bad pitch to Langley that he did some damage on. But overall, I felt like I made some quality pitches.
And so the Yankees only had 5 hits again.
Correct. and many of them in the first inning.
Yeah.
So they're 16-8, though, even though you could make the case they're not playing their best baseball right now. And DJ LeMahieu was removed from his first rehab game at Somerset with soreness in his right foot. I think it was his first at bat, as a matter of fact, so he didn't last very long. Series continues tonight. You got Clark Schmidt on the mound on the Fan at 7:05. We get to the Mets and Giants. This is labeled as Keith Rad. I think this is Pat McCarthy.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is, but I'm not 100%
sure. Tomato, tomato at this point, right?
I suppose.
Pitch from Smith. Swung on, grounded, past the dive of Alonso into right field, a base hit. Estrada trots home. Throw goes in from Marte to second. RBI single for Mike Yastrzemski. And the Giants take a 4-0 lead.
The call, courtesy of WCBS 880. We'll say that. 5-1 was the final. Lamont Wade, an RBI double. Logan Webb, 8 shutout innings for the win. And now you look up, the Mets go from winning 6 in a row to now 3 straight and looking to salvage the finale of this 3-game series today. Luis Severino, the loss, 3 runs over 6, but he did like the way he threw.
I think it was around there, you know. I was feeling really good. You know, the command of everything, all the pitches were there today.
And just didn't get any offense of support. You've got Sean Manaea opposing Blake Snell. 3:45 today, so you can watch that. And then I'll be just ahead of Al's appearance on The Score in Chicago at 4:10. So you can watch the first inning of the Mets. Then you can go to the Odyssey app and stream Al's foot. He's going on as a football expert to talk Giants football with The Score in Chicago. And then you can go back to the Met game.
What?
Giants draft.
Why do they care about the Giants draft? I mean, they're the Bears.
I think I know what this is all about.
Okay.
First of all, the guy there, Danny Parkins, is 100% knows about this show.
Yeah, of course.
I've
worked with Danny Parkins many times.
And I think since they're taking Caleb Williams.
Yes.
And Al had his Caleb Williams take a few months ago about he's never going to make it. He's a crybaby, the whole thing. I think that they're going to have Al on and have some fun with that. That's what would be my guess.
And what time is this now, Al?
4:10 locally here.
Locally here at 4:10. Okay.
I'll be making my sweet potatoes and chicken thighs at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and Danny Parkins is one of those guys. You were actually out, I think, the day after this, where I went out to dinner with Andrew Filippone, Nick Wright, and Danny Parkins, all these Syracuse talk show hosts. And I got in this heated discussion with Nick Wright at Mr. Chow, back and forth over Aaron Rodgers and
Mr.
RFK
Chow here
Jr.
At Tribeca?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You guys actually spent that much money?
Well, Nick Wright is doing pretty well.
I guess he is.
Pretty well.
All right, so, and he was screaming at you about Aaron Rodgers.
No, I was more
dinner.
Screaming at him, yeah.
Okay.
He was like, I don't want to do this in this restaurant.
Remember the dinner we had in Vegas?
Narb talk.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, there you go. Get me all fired up, passionate about a topic. I'm going to ruin your dinner.
I don't remember what that was.
You remember him yelling at someone at the table at Vegas?
About Taylor Swift?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember that.
I'm not proud of these things, but I will not run from them. Okay.
I mean, but you know, when you get into an argument with a woman over Taylor Swift, I mean, there's something wrong with you.
I'm not denying there is something wrong with me.
Why can't you just, like, embrace, you know, the beauty
of Taylor
Swift?
Well, what got me was your daughter should look up to her, and I was like, pfft. That's what it got me. I was like, they'll, you know, I'll have her look up to Amelia Earhart and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not Taylor Swift.
I was enjoying that whole thing.
Yeah, I was too. It was a little uncomfortable.
Just for the record,
got a little testy. There was a little sweat, you know, sweat beads rolling down each of their foreheads.
Eddie, anything that
is uncomfortable,
right? You love, unless it involves you and you being uncomfortable and you don't like it. But any other person having a miserable time is your favorite time of the day.
I didn't think either of you were having miserable times.
I did think it was intense. Let's put it that way.
They weren't enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I don't really. I remember it, but I don't really remember any details from it.
Because you don't pay attention to anything anyway. You just worry about yourself.
And that's the sleep. True. It was 6 o'clock.
Right, I was in panic mode.
Yes, exactly. No, I remember the intensity of that now.
Oh, I do,
yes,
too.
Did you bring it up? Yes.
I do, too. At Wrigley, the Cubs beat the Astros are 7-17.
Good.
Talk about terrible.
Good for them.
The Cubs won 7-2. I mentioned this because Cody Bellinger homered in the game, but then left. He crashed into the brick wall. Shoulder first. Here he was post game.
I'm actually happy with where I'm at right now, post adrenaline wearing off. So, in a good spot right now, it feels. And tomorrow morning, gonna wake up, see how I feel, and we're gonna go from there.
You think about what happened with the Aaron Judge and the padding in L.A. and the fact that that brick wall is still the wall before the ivy grows
yeah,
in Chicago.
Very nice.
Oh, I think it's great, but it is funny that things like this can certainly still happen.
And then, plus, they have brick walls behind home plate in a lot of these stadiums now.
And a wild, even at Citi Field, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, the one thing that is annoying to me, and I know that this is technology, and I know that goes on, but if you're sitting home and you're watching a Ranger game, or any hockey game for that matter, NHL game, they have got the technology now where they can do different advertisements on the boards around the ice. Yep. And when they're like, when those things are moving around the ice, you lose the puck.
Mm-hmm.
So who's ever doing that?
They all
who's
do
ever, I know that, but who's ever controlling that? Stop it! Because it's a pain in the ass.
The NBA floors, too, they impose ads now on the court.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
It's just so distracting.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough that they have all those freaking ads on the boards as it is. But now they have the technology where they can, I don't know, it's like a puck going around the boards. And your puck's going the other way. The game puck's going one way. And the other puck's going the other way. And you're like, and you're losing it. And it is very distracting. And I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. Another old man technology spot.
You know, it's not an old man technology spot. Yeah, it's a hockey fan who wants to watch hockey and not read some stupid ad, you know, when the hockey game's going on.
Understood.
Okay? Especially when they're, you know, when the guy's going behind the net and then this swooping thing's coming behind him on the boards going the other way. And I'm like, what the F?
NBA playoffs.
You're ruining the product.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, sure.
Your guy James Harden is three losses away from his summer vacation.
Seven to shoot. Six, five, four. Try to drive it. Step back for three. Hit it. And Luka letting the crowd know in a timeout by Tyronn Lue.
And that was Mavericks Radio. Dallas wins in L.A. 96-93. Luka Doncic had 32. Kyrie Irving, 23. This was Doncic on TNT. Pick your poison when you play us.
It's tough for them. They doubled a couple times. Kai got open. So it's tough to cover us both. Sorry, I'm tired. But it's amazing having him on our team. He just helps me a lot. So much. Great guy. And just happy that he's here.
Great guy.
Helps us so
there
much.
You go.
And he's a great
guy.
It's incredible.
Hey, by the way.
He is a different guy down there, by the way, than he was.
He's happy.
Here and in Boston.
Nobody's paying attention. Here's the deal.
Oh, they're paying attention.
Luka Doncic is the Caitlin Clark of the NBA. What do you think?
No. Okay. He's amazing.
She's amazing.
But they're different players.
No, they're not.
They are.
They do the same thing. They shoot from long range with people's hands in their face, and they make it.
Yeah, there's more of a Steph Curry, Caitlin Clark comparison to be had, plus...
These shots this kid was making last night?
Yeah, but he's also like 6'11", and he just shoots over people.
6'11"?
I don't know. He's a big guy. 6'10"? He's a big guy. Luka Doncic is huge.
Like 6'8".
All right, 6'8". Still, she comes across midcourt and just hoists them up like Steph Curry does.
Yeah. Okay.
6'7". Is that all?
Yeah.
That guy is 6'7"?
So then maybe he is more like Kate Clark.
No. Steph Curry. Caitlin Clark.
That's too easy.
But it's also what it is.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you see these shots, these step back three-pointers like they're nothing?
Yes, I have. He's pretty good. Pretty good. Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. That series even at 1-1, just like the Mavericks and Clippers. And the T-Wolves beat the Suns 105-93. Jaden McDaniels at 25. Here's Devin Booker. We lost. We ain't done, though.
I mean, don't count us out. You know, it's a series for a reason. You know, I don't think any road team's won so far. You know, I know that doesn't have anything to do with us, but, you know, it's just a situation that it is.
Well, as it turned out last night, you did get a couple of road wins. The NBA also came out and admitted that the refs screwed up in the final minute with the Knicks and 76ers. A couple of fouls should have been called. Here was Shaq commenting on his Instagram about the NBA doing this and doesn't quite get it.
This is why people think the NBA game is rigged. Last night, Tyrese Maxey's trying to take the ball out of bounds. Jalen pulls his jersey. The referee's standing right there. He doesn't call it. But, oh, wait, the next day, the NBA last two-minute report. Yes, he was fouled. The ref didn't call it. But my question is, you admit it now, but what does that do for Philadelphia? Get rid of the last-minute, two-minute report. And referees, pay attention.
I'm with him. Just let the call stand as they are.
It doesn't make any sense to put a spotlight on mistakes
in a game a couple of days later. It's silly. I would also say that another reason why people think the NBA is rigged is because one of their own players was fixing his prop bets.
That's true.
That might be one of the reasons.
Let me ask you something about that. Did you see the story? I forget who it is. The boxer that claims he won $10 million betting on himself this weekend?
I didn't. No.
Because it's...
Not Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, it was.
It was Ryan Garcia? Yeah.
That, I don't think we should be celebrating that. Because can't you make the case that two... But can't you make the case that the two guys get in cahoots and decide who's going to win? You make the bet, you split the money?
I guess you could do that, but these guys are slapping the crap out of each other before they even got in a ring.
And he was a huge underdog. So,
I know that.
So betting $2 million, he did win $10
million. But all I'm saying is...
And they took the bet.
If they take these bets, it's two guys. You can't tell me that they can't have a conversation. Listen, take a dive. We'll win $10 million. We'll split it $5 million each on top of what we're getting paid
Eventually,
for.
That could be done. I don't think that was the case.
I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying it's a dangerous road to go down.
It is. Eventually, that could be done. Who is running boxing, by the way? Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
The casinos.
Does anybody have any
MGM?
Idea?
I don't know. I mean, and
I don't know.
Ryan Garcia is also, he's teetering on Antonio Brown territory in the sense of, like, you can't take everything he says seriously because he is just... gone off the deep end with a lot of stuff, so this might be a lie, but I'm with you. That should not be allowed.
Next hour, because I know you love station stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we've got a lot of sound. BT and Sal versus Stu Gotts and Dan Le Batard.
I actually did hear it, and I can't wait for the audience to hear it if they missed it.
Who are those guys?
Well, so you heard it, too.
Oh, yeah, I did.
All right,
nobody seems to know each other.
I'll give you all the audio next hour.
It's Le Batard and Ugats.
Is what Sal called those guys?
Yeah, right. So we'll get to it all.
I mean, that's
7:20.
Nice.
Well, I mean, it's one of these classic radio situations. But it is funny because
are they actually on radio or are they on some other platform?
Yeah, they're not. They're on some other platform at this point, yes. But they do big digital numbers,
They do big digital numbers.
There we go. Second time around. Sounds good to me. Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Functional Weeds, where there's a new delicious drink called Gym Weed, made with adaptogens and green tea caffeine. They call their Functional Weeds. Gym Weed pairs ashwagandha and lion's mane for a mental boost and green tea caffeine for clean fuel without the jitters and crash you get from other energy drinks. Grab a Gym Weed today at Western Beef and mouthwatering flavors. Gym Weed, functional weeds to elevate your mind.
Alrighty, guys. Let's talk about a home security system for a minute. If you have a random doorbell camera, a bunch of cameras set up around your home, that's great. But what does that really do for you? Is that home security? I don't think so. Your cameras won't set off alarms or call the police if someone does break in. Hey, look, your cameras will not offer any protection after you tuck your kids in or when you get into bed at night as well. What you need is a real security system, one that is professionally installed with 24/7 central station monitoring and a backup battery in case you lose power. Not to mention the ability to control everything from an app on your phone. So what you need is Sloman's Home Security. Give them a call at 833-933-SAVE. You'll get a free customized home security system and doorbell camera professionally installed, all for free when you sign up for their low-cost central station monitoring service. You're going to get a digital keypad, motion detector, 10 contacts, backup battery, and, of course, a lifetime warranty. Call Sloman's now at 833-933-SAVE. That is 833-933-SAVE.
It's Evan and Kiki. Afternoons on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
If you're so confident that Mattingly shouldn't have been ahead of David Wright, that the conversation is over, then stop texting me. Okay, you think you won, so it's over.
Stream Evan and Tiki live or on demand with the Odyssey app and podcast the show wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Tenton Winds Traffic Center, I'm Sue Alder with the SupplyHouse.com Van Highway Patrol. Jammed in Queens, southbound Van Wyck at Atlantic Avenue. Somebody broke down, blocking the left lane. This car is not going anywhere. No tow truck or anything on the scene just yet. And you are backed up all the way to Queens Boulevard. Also, westbound side of the BQE over the Kosciuszko Bridge, you have an accident. These delays, they go all the way back to Broadway. We're looking at about 15 minutes of both levels at the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge best approach. That's going to be the Palisades Parkway approach. You got 15 minutes in and out the Lincoln and 15 to 20 at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. Traffic is sponsored by Windorama. Contractors, get what you need to get the job done. Windorama keeps a huge supply of Anderson in stock at their distribution center. Windows, patio doors, storm doors in many sizes. Get to Windorama, visit your nearest showroom or windorama.com and let your project be their passion. With the SupplyHouse.com Fan Highway Patrol, I'm Sue Aller, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
With baseball in full swing, there's never a dull moment or a shortage of thrills in this league. The thrills are nothing new at Bay Ridge Mazda. Tired of that clunker you've been driving? Just bring it into Bay Ridge Mazda for up to $2,000 over book value all month long. The time is now to make a trade. Head over to the place where everybody wins, Bay Ridge Mazda, located on 4th Avenue and 90th Street, or buy your car direct at BayRidgeMazda.com and have it delivered to your door. That's Bay Ridge Mazda, 4th Avenue and 90th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Living on the lung transplant wait list means waiting for the call that could save your life. So we get patients off the wait list 5 times faster than other hospitals, with the highest success rates in New York.
This is Dr. Angel. We found a match.
At NYU Langone, the number one lung transplant program in the U.S., learn more at nyulangone.org/transplant.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to place same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance to win a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to availability requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Looking for a better way to watch live TV? Stream your favorite sports and shows on over 95 live channels with Hulu Plus Live TV. Get access to Hulu's entire streaming library, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus all in one plan. Start your free trial of Hulu Plus Live TV today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Offer valid for new and eligible returning subscribers only. Access content for each service separately. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Need plumbing, heating, or HVAC supplies? Pros order the supplies they need from SupplyHouse.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fantasy CBS Sports Network. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll discuss the latest Giants draft buzz that Jordan Renan put out there about trading up and possibly looking at Drake May and what we think of that. But Boomer was doing some Super Bowl studying in the break, and there's something that he'd like to bring up here.
So, you know, back in 2004, 20 years ago, right, February 1st, and you had the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots, and they were playing down in Houston at NRG Stadium, and we at CBS actually had that game.
The Jake Delhomme game.
Right, and on the pregame show was me, Deion Sanders, Dan Marino, and Jim Nantz.
Wow.
It was Greg Gumbel and Phil Simms calling the game. So we had 4 hours to fill, and I remember we had an armadillo race. And I believe this was the pregame show where we had Guy Fieri, and he was talking to me about his knives. And
Guy Fieri.
He was going to send me his knives and all that stuff. Remember how many times I told you I've never gotten a knife from him?
You actually brought it up not that long ago. I think it was actually last week you mentioned this. You referenced this guy.
He was supposed to send me knives because he, you know, he's a great chef. And
was this 03, 02, 03? What'd you say again?
It was 04.
So it was February of 04, the 03 season. Okay.
Yes, yes.
So we're talking 20 years ago.
So lo and behold, look what shows up.
20 years later?
I got the Guy Fieri knife.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this thing.
So the last time that you brought it up,
right,
someone heard it and got it to you?
It is Guy Fieri. It's knuckle sandwich. It's a 10-inch meat slicer.
All right. Well, give me that so I can protect myself on the streets out here.
Look at this thing.
Wow.
Got a nice leather case on it.
Wow. Let's go. Can't even get the leather. Be careful.
You know why? There's a snap.
Oh, okay. There's a snap. We'll snap it off.
All right.
So how did you end up getting... Oh, look baby. At that. Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you.
So how did it finally get to you all these years
somebody
later?
Somebody heard us talking about it, and I guess the company that Guy does some work with said, hey, Boom's got to get the knife. We got to send him the knife.
Now, you think this was just a listener who was doing this and just bought you the knife?
No, it's Ergo Chef, and it came from a guy by the name of Michael... I can't see that.
Schnemerden?
He's just in Finland.
Staib?
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, okay.
And he sent me this knife. He said he heard me talking about it, and he wanted to make amends, and he wanted to make sure that I got a Guy Fieri knife.
All right, finally.
So look at this thing, and it has my name etched into it.
Get out of here.
Happy birthday, Boomer.
Wow. 20 years later, that is awesome.
I finally got the knife, Al.
Pretty good, man.
It's beautiful.
Look at this thing.
Yeah, give it to Al so
this,
he can.
This is a meat slicer, Al.
Stabbing.
It's a man's
tweaker.
It's a man's a man's meat slicer.
That's not for a vegan. That's for sure.
That's right. I'm assuming our new program director Ryan Hurley eats meat back there. He is sort of the opposite of a skinny vegan hipster.
Whatever.
C word.
Yes. Yeah. No. I. He's definitely a meat eater.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
He hasn't missed very many meals.
I think he's back there having a porterhouse for two just by himself, slicing it up.
Speaking of having a lot of meals, you think Zoo is okay after yesterday's, like, takedown?
Takedown? What are you talking about?
I was pretty tough on him. I felt bad.
You were. I think he'll be fine.
I kind of felt bad because, you know, this whole thing started about 6 months ago about him losing weight, and we wanted him to lose weight.
Yeah.
And then, of course.
And he did.
He ended up losing weight. He lost like 50 pounds in a month and a half.
Yeah, but then he put it back on like in 2.5 days.
I think he did. He might have even gone beyond that original number. But listen, I am someone who understands that it is difficult. And he said, is this an excuse or an explanation that I tore my quad? Well, I mean, you don't have to exercise to lose weight. You can change your diet and lose weight as well. So obviously he was eating a ton during that time.
I had to tell my man, Jerry Cahill, who runs our Team Boomer program, and Grace, his assistant, that, you know, Big Zoo, you have a shirt that's going to fit him, assuming that he meets all the financial requirements?
I don't think so. Seeing those shirts and knowing what a large is, I there's no way that they're making something. They have to be custom made, probably.
I'm assuming that he is all registered and everything. When you're out of sight, out of mind, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm in. Don't worry about it. I'm in. And then he shows up looking like he did yesterday. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, so just to do a quick background, if people are confused what we're talking about, the 40-mile bike tour was one of the reasons that I was able to lose 50 pounds. Boomer said, you got to do it again with me last year. And I said, fine, but I got to get in shape. So I started in January, entered into that weight loss competition, had the biking and the cycling and all that stuff. And it ended up being great. I lost the weight. I finished the 40-mile bike tour again. It was tremendous. Even did a run a couple months later for the Michael Murphy Navy SEAL Museum. I was in shape, all that stuff. So we said to Zoo, when we saw him one day, maybe you could have the same motivation because you said you want to lose some weight, Zoo. So maybe you can use the bike tour like I did to be the catalyst for this. And it was initially. And then all of a sudden it went south. But I do think he's in his 20s. I know he doesn't look like it, but he's in his 20s, and he is more athletic than you would think. So We outside.
Let's go, baby.
Baby.
You better get him some ball hammock underwear. I'm just thinking of that big old sweaty area.
Yeah.
It's going to be chafing. He's going to be. Do you think he makes it?
Yes, I do.
You don't think he quits halfway between?
No. I think you got to remember, he's. Like, he looks like he's 50 years old. He's like 26.
Dude, his face looked like twice the size from the last time I saw him.
Yeah, I don't. What do you want me to say?
I'm worried.
Do you want me to agree with you? Because I'm not. I think I understand that he is not in great shape, but I do think he will finish. I think that he's a young guy who's got some athleticism in him, despite his size, and I think he'll surprise you, and I think he'll finish. And really, I just want to see him get to that number that he needs to raise. Because that's what this is about more than anything, is raising money for the foundation. If he falls short of that, then that's a real disappointment.
You used it as the impetus to lose weight and look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, you look handsome. You look good.
Thank you.
You've kept your weight off.
I have.
You got a big day today.
I do. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
I know we will. But you got a big day today.
Yep, I do. And huge day today.
I noticed that you trimmed your beard a little bit.
I did. Yep.
Yeah. So, but I one of the things that I got out of that bike tour more than anything else was the fact that you did lose weight and you've kept it off.
Well, thank you very much. And that was a catalyst for it, yes. And here's some video from last year. There's Boomer. You'll probably see some video of me on the bike as well, struggling up the Verrazano Bridge. But I finished. There we go. Yes, this was me. This was the last leg. I'm telling you that...
I don't want to find... Well,
the steepness of that... is more than you think. But
I'll probably be 2 hours ahead of Zoo, so I won't see it.
See, this guy blows right by me here. Yeah. But that's okay. I finished, didn't stop, and felt great afterwards. And that was awesome. By the way, it will be Sunday, this coming Sunday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be a Knicks game on, too, so this will be awesome. Portly Villager, guest bartender will be me, and we'll be raising money at the door with some baskets, some other stuff for Team Boompah and the 40-mile bike tour to benefit the Boomer Esiason Foundation. So come on out.
I hear you got Richie involved.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he got himself. He called me.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. Good. No, I didn't. I would never go to your staff and ask for that help.
I told him. I said, put a Boomer and Geo bucket together and have some raffles.
Yeah. So he and I, I mentioned that Kegs there at the who owns the Portly is doing some of that as well. But no, he called me and said, you know, can we do some other stuff? I said, absolutely, do whatever you want, Richard.
Perfect. There you go.
Yeah. So 2 to 5 this Sunday, Portly Villager. to benefit the Team Boompa for the bike tour this year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.